Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr was the son of the first Khalifa, and he was also one of the adherents of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh. So who was Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr? How did he live his life? And how did he attain martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr was the son of the first Khalifa, and his mother was Asma bint Umayyas, one of the prominent women of the early days of Islam. This esteemed lady was initially married to Ja'far al-Tayyar, the renowned martyr of the Battle of Mu'ta. And after the martyrdom of Ja'far, she married the first Khalifa. Muhammad was the fruit of this marriage. And here's what Imam Ali alayhi salam had to say about this fruit. Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr ولد ناصحا وعالما كادحا وسيفا قاطعا وركنا دافعا. Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr is a well-wishing child, a diligent worker, a cutting sword, and a firm pillar against the enemy. When Muhammad was only 2 years old, his father, the first Khalifa, died, and his mother married Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. Thus, Muhammad, the son of the first Khalifa, grew up under the loving care of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh, and slowly the love of the Ahlul Bayt grew within his heart. Muhammad loved Imam Ali alayhi salam like a son loves his father, and Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh loved Muhammad as a father loves his son. In fact, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh used to call him my son from the offspring of Abu Bakr. During his youth, Muhammad took part in the battles against the disbelievers during the era of the third Khalif. When the house of the third Khalifa was under siege, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr went inside to negotiate a resolution with the third Khalifa. But as soon as he exited the house, the rebels surged inside and they assassinated the Khalifa. Following the assassination of the third Khalifa, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr paid allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen, his adoptive father, and he became one of the Shurtatul Khamis, who were the armed guards of Amir al-Mu'mineen in charge of security within the city. He also played an influential role during the battles of Jamal and Siffin. In the Battle of Jamal, Amir al-Mu'mineen appointed Muhammad as the commander of the infantry of the Imam's army. In the Battle of Siffin, Muhammad was a source of pride for the Muslim army, and he was the commander of the left wing. During the war, Imam Ali alayhi salam sent Muhammad as his governor in Egypt. There, he faced many challenges, including the so-called deserters who refused to pay allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Muhammad sent them a letter telling them to surrender or to leave the land of Egypt. However, they refused and Muhammad waged war against the deserters. After many battles and skirmishes between the two sides, the war was rendered inconclusive and the deserters left for the Levant. Over 10,000 of these deserters joined the army of Muawiyah, who had set his eyes upon Egypt after the Battle of Siffin had ended. Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr rushed with his army to fend off the threat of the intruding mercenaries from the Levant. But his army fled from the battlefield, leaving Muhammad all on his own. Muhammad sought refuge in the ruins, but a deserter had caught up with him and struck him with his sword, beheading him, and thus he attained the grand status of martyrdom. Even after his martyrdom, the ruthless enemies of Allah did not leave him alone. After his martyrdom, the ruthless enemies of Allah barbarically desecrated his body and burnt it. When Amir al-Mu'mineen received the news of Muhammad's martyrdom, he wept bitterly and said he was a righteous servant of Allah and a righteous son for us. So now we know who Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr was, how he lived in this world, and how he left this world a martyr. So remember, if we want to leave this world a martyr, we must first live in this world as a martyr, wherever you are.